Concern over the city's water supplies was among the foremost issues raised at a meeting organized by Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, attended by residents and council officials. Some of the residents who attended the meeting said they wanted council to keep them informed about the water supply situation given the drought the country is facing. Pumula South resident Dorcas Mpofu told Studio 7 that despite the fact that the country's second biggest city is located in a more arid area than other cities, council is doing a good job in being able to provide clean water regularly. She, however, echoed similar sentiments that council has to keep residents abreast over measures that it is taking to avert any serious water shortage.
We would like to know from the city council what measures they are taking since we haven't received much rains as we had expected this year. We want them to tell us whether we have enough water to sustain us through this year.
Mayor Moyo told Studio 7 that council is not going to resort to closing water supplies to residents as a measure to conserve water. Moyo said the city's dams are currently 44% full, noting that the water could last up to the next rainy season. In previous years, council has under similar circumstances introduced water shedding up to 4 days a week, but Moyo said this had created its own problems, including huge costs incurred in rehabilitating pipes that burst when water supplies are restored.
Prudence says don't repeat the same mistake. So this time we are saying we have 22 months supply of water. Let's supply water without shedding for the entire year. And then we avoid the best that occurred last time.
Moyo said council is embarking on a project to install a pipeline and pumps so that water can be drawn from boreholes in Epping Forest on the outskirts of the city. The project, which the mayor said is a short-term measure to augment the city's water supplies, is expected to be completed before year-end at a cost of about $5 million. $3 million has so far been raised from members of the public through levies.
There are boreholes at Epping Forest, and then we also have the reservoirs at Rochester. All that is required is a pipe connecting those boreholes to Rochester and probably fitting some pumps to pump the water to Rochester. We think this is a short-term solution.
Moyo also said council is rehabilitating some of the boreholes that were no longer working at the Nyamandlovu aquifer in order to help increase supplies. Moyo revealed that individual and other ratepayers owe council a total of $117 million, which is $4 million more than council's 2016 budget of $113 million. The mayor urged ratepayers to honor their obligations, saying doing so would ensure that council successfully delivers the required services. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.